This week, we're looking at some of the key bills of the 2014 legislative session in New Hampshire and how they ended up passing or failing to pass. Today, we look at casinos. Lawmakers considered a number of plans to bring slot machines and table games to the state, plans that won support from the state Senate but came up short in the state House. Joining me to talk about this year's casino debate is Norma Love, longtime State House reporter for the Associated Press. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Each year, gambling proponents say this is the year casinos are going to pass. What were some of the arguments they were making this year about why 2014 might be different?
I think there was a real push this year, especially from the state Senate, to raise money that was not tax money. So that was the Senate's push. They wanted to do something with highways. They wanted to raise some money that was non-tax revenue. The governor was on board. She had even put in some money in her budget last year, which had to be taken out. And so what we had was this dynamic of the House, which has, I don't know, for as long as I've been here, and I've been here a lot of years, rejected it. And it was a fairly close vote, 20 votes roughly. So they thought, the Senate thought, well, the House had done this study all fall, and in this commission had come forth, and they'd introduced this bill, and they'd put all these regulations in that that some of the opponents in the past had said they needed. It wasn't enough.
I remember in last year's debate, one of the issues that kept coming up was proponents in this state were saying, well, Massachusetts is working on its casino proposals. We need to make sure that money isn't flowing south and out of the state. Did that come up much at all this year?
It came up. The two things came up. I mean, there are many reasons why people said they were opposed to it. One was, yes, money would go in directions that we didn't want. The proponent said it would flow to Massachusetts. The opponent said it would go to Las Vegas. So money going out of state from the casinos, the money gambled, versus were we going to lose revenue to people who gamble going elsewhere? And that was, you know, they were on opposite sides of the money. And then there were people who said, then there's all this influence from the money. What if these people who build these casinos try to influence New Hampshire's way of life through the politicians? And so they'd put things in the bills that said, well, you can't contribute, you can't do this. But I don't think people really believe that, who were opposed to it. I think what you really have is a dynamic where there are people who just say, bad, don't want it, no way. And then you have people on the other side who said, what's the harm? It's sort of like a user fee. You know, you go, you have fun, you do your thing, and you lose. And so the other side would say, yes, they have to lose for the state to make money.
And the backers of casinos had tried a couple of different enticements, shall we say, to try to win over some more support in the House. And one of those was adding some money in aid to towns and cities, which had been removed from past state budgets. And that wasn't apparently enough.
Well, it's a $25 million, what they call revenue sharing. I don't think that swayed the people who were either dug in on one side or the other. And there was hope for the casino backers, though, because it was 20 people. Man, if we could just change 10 votes one way or the other, we'd win. And it just didn't happen. I think that you have got people dug in. And unless the public, which the polls say want gambling or don't care, unless the public says, yeah, casinos are okay in New Hampshire, and make that a really one of the priorities on who they're going to vote for, it's not going to happen anytime soon unless there's a real shift in the House.
How likely is it that we're going to see much in the way of pro-casino or anti-casino rhetoric or campaigning in the fall elections?
Yeah, I think it will be an issue, and it's going to be back because the man who has fought longest and hardest for this in my time at the State House, Senator Lou Del Sandro of Manchester, is going to bring it back in if he's reelected, because he believes that it's not just the casino, it's not just the jobs at the casino, it's the construction jobs, it's the spin-off jobs that come from having people come to a casino, having people come to a community or to the state. Some would say it's New Hampshire's not going to really be a destination like, say, a Boston or a Las Vegas. But if you have people in that area and it grows, he's saying that creates jobs. Now, there are people on this issue that are so dug in on both sides that it's the middle you have to get to, and that's tough.
It's Norma Love of the Associated Press. Thanks so much.
Thank you.